Good morning, everyone. God bless. I hope everybody's doing well. I know it's been a while since I've been on. Sometimes I just feel like it's better to sit back and listen and watch and then only speak when I'm led to. So I took a little time off to focus on what's actually going on the planet and get back into the Word of God and then come back and talk about some of the things that I'm seeing. Wow, it's getting so evil out there. It's crazy. To me, it's like a virus of evil that is just taking over people who have no idea what side they're standing on. And I guess that brings me to my subject of today is I really feel like if you are awake and you step back and you look at what's happening, I feel like it's very clear that people are choosing sides. There is only two sides. You are either on the side of God or you are on the side of Satan. And if you do not choose God, you are by default on the side of Satan. Scripture makes that very clear. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." If you do not choose Jesus Christ consciously and with your heart and openly and out loud, you are by default on the side of Satan. Now, some people are actively on the side of Satan and don't realize it. Like if you look at these college campuses in our country today, these pro-Hamas supporters, these American college students that are ripping down posters of missing Israeli hostages and laughing about it and quitting their job because the owner is Jewish, attacking Israel and Jewish people. It's astounding to me because these kids and adults in some cases, they really have been brainwashed thinking that they're doing the right thing, that somehow standing against Israel is standing up for good. It couldn't be farther from the truth. Please, everybody, pick up your Bible and read your Bible. And I want to point something else out. You know, ever since I was a kid, before I even understood Scripture, I always had a question mark of what is this thing in the Middle East with Israel? Why is this tiny little country always at the center of this incredible hostility and worldwide argument? Now that I've picked up Scripture and I've read Scripture, I think I understand it now. Here's one thing you got to understand. Like I have said before, everything on this planet has been designed to take your eyes off of God, to convince you that God is not real. There's a saying, the God of this world is Satan. And if you look at everything that's going on, the more you see it, the more you cannot deny that. And so when it comes to Israel and the Jewish people and the Bible, there's a concept that is important to understand that will shed a new light on what's happening. This fight with Israel is not about land. It never has been. First of all, look at a map. The entire area, except for Israel, is Arab-owned. And many times the Palestinians have been offered their own state. And every single time they have been offered it, they have refused it. It's not about land. What is it about? If you eliminate the Jewish people, if you eliminate Israel, you have made the Bible false. And you have prevented the return of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible is very clear. When Jesus comes back, he's not coming back to rule in America. He's not coming back to rule in Greece. He's not coming back to rule in Russia. He is coming back to Jerusalem. He is putting his foot down on the Mount of Olives. His people are the Jewish people. That doesn't mean they're better than everybody else, and that doesn't mean you have to be Jewish to be saved. But the Jewish people are the apple of God's eye. They are the line. The line of David is what Jesus was born into. And the Bible is very clear. Don't mess with Israel. In my thinking, this whole thing is because Satan wants to eliminate everything that God loves. He wants to eliminate the place that God said he was coming back to. He wants to eliminate anything that has to do with Jesus. That is why there is this huge movement to eradicate the Jews once again. And look at what's happening in this country in this day and age. We have college students and adults actually buying into it, actually believing it, actually participating in riots against Jewish people. Wow, if you can't see the evil, if you can't understand that there is something spiritually driven behind this, you have got to pick up your Bible, open your eyes, and read, because this is not about land. And so that goes back to my theme of today, which is we're coming very close to the rapture. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I believe that it is a breath away. When that rapture happens, we are in a new age. And salvation, placing your faith in Jesus Christ, is a very different thing after this age of grace is over. Once the rapture happens, everything on this planet changes. Every single thing that you know and love changes. And the tribulation begins. So it's extremely important, vitally important, that you make your decision now and you choose your side. And again, I need to tell you, if you do not actively choose Jesus Christ, you are on the side of Satan. And you will not be taken, and you will be here for the tribulation, and most likely you will die. It's that simple. The Bible isn't wrong. The Bible has always proven itself right. Everything that's happening right now is leaping off the pages. Israel is surrounded. According to the Bible, Israel is on its own when this thing starts, which tells me that something is going to happen that is going to pull America out of there. America is either going to turn their back on Israel, or my guess is something is going to happen in our country. In America, there's going to be an attack. There's going to be a hit. Something is going to happen over here that is going to give this government the excuse to pull out of Israel and come back home. And Israel will be on its own. And as soon as that happens, they are surrounded. Read your Bible. This isn't going to be pretty. And, you know, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. According to the Bible, in the end days, America is not here. It's not, it doesn't exist the way we see it now. Something is on its way. Something is going to happen. A lot of people have been having dreams about 11/11, which is ironically today. I have had a feeling for a long time that something big and bad is about to happen in this country. It wouldn't at all surprise me if it happened today. So everybody be careful. Keep your head on a swivel. Protect yourself as much as you can. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, please place your faith in Jesus Christ. It's so important and it's so easy to do right now, because when that rapture happens, it's going to be in the blink of an eye, and everything is going to change. Every single thing that you know is going to change, and it is suddenly going to be ridiculously hard to even survive. And I know a lot of people over here can't even fathom that, because we've been so used to life as we know it. Well, that's exactly what the Bible says. People are going to be laughing and drinking and getting married and making vacation plans and watching football, and they have no idea what's going to happen, and that is exactly what is happening right now. There are so many people who are absolutely oblivious to the fact that we are a breath away from World War III, and this world war is not going to be the world wars that we're used to. We have weapons now that are so devastating, you can't even put words to it, because it's horrifying. Again, the Bible doesn't lie. And if you look at all of this, look at Amos, look at Ezekiel, it's leaping off the pages as to what's happening right now. So my message to you is, if you open your eyes and you look and you see, people are choosing sides. Whether they know it or not, they are choosing sides. So my advice to you, choose consciously, choose wisely. And make sure that you choose, because if you do not, you are on the side of Satan. Even if you feel like you're a relatively good person, even if you've never murdered anybody and you take care of animals and you're good to your friends, if you do not actively choose Jesus, you will be by default on the side of Satan. That is how it works. That is what the Bible says. Why would you even mess with that? So be careful, because something is coming. The rapture is coming, and the tribulation is coming, and all of these things are a breath away. I mean, a breath away. So please place your faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. If you have questions again about salvation, I highly recommend Robert Breaker's video, Misunderstanding Salvation. That will help explain a lot of things. And be safe, be careful, watch, learn, stay awake, and think for yourself, because the deception that's happening on this planet is growing by the day. And like I said before, that is the first warning that we got and the one that's repeated the most. I think it's repeated 6 times in the Bible. Deception is going to be the biggest sign of the end times. So be very careful what you believe. Question everything, look it up, and please read your Bible, and please place your faith in Jesus Christ. You still have time, but it's running out. All right, I love you guys. God bless. Stay safe out there and keep your eyes up, because Jesus is coming.